got to do. Come on, baby, what do you think? It's got to be a full-time, new job in the day. Is it ready? Now you're going to mess up the whole show. You got the power, the word, and the Holy Spirit. You understand? You're going to mess up the God. I'm trying to talk to you, you understand? It's just in case you don't do it, I think. You see? Now somebody said, well, there is three distinctive individual personalities. All right, now here's what. See, now this co-side is a new side. This is a new side. You are a new side. You ain't got the energy coming. See, and now the course. Now that's one side of that relationship. Your pneumatic components are soul, body, and spirit. And you are not the born man. Spermatozoids with the knife in there, you're a medic. Come in.
60 million of
these. Every gift shop.
That's why he's a medic.
Make unto me any blame and image. in the likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or in the earth beneath. Isn't that right?
Right.
And there the mountains shook and trembled. Isn't that right? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
When he comes down from the mountain, comes down the south, they done nothing out there. You can't have it. You understand? He got hot.
That's true down in the first case. You know what I'm talking
about.
Right.
So then Yahweh told him to chew out the voice on that side of the man. Is that right?
Right.
You get the own. He picked him up the first time. Now you get the own.
Right. Now, is that right?
See, you bring your own over from the heart of it. You bring yours, you bring your own.
Writing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the case. That's all that thing of writing and all that. And you can't turn around behind that. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't have nothing even in the palm.
Okay.
Say nothing about the Bible. Mm-hmm. And say you're smart. Yeah, that was just fun. Yeah.
You see what I mean?
And he turned what it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we go back up there. See, that's the beginning right here.
Right.
He's up there at Star Day District, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, let me see if I can pick up this one first. Now I'm going to do this. This is out of order. But I'm going to pick this one first. Now, how long was they in the building in the tabernacle? You're a medic.
Yeah, 9 months.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Does the Bible say so?
Yeah.
9 months. I wonder. Don't you see this couple in his abstract? That's when he come out of here.
Right.
And he told him in the mountain to build him a tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
In here.
Mm-hmm.
In the wilderness.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In that all.
Yeah.
And it took him 9 months to build. When you inject that fanatic fluid in there, take 9 months.
Right. And then I said to the girl, and you got something. Hey, is that right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So don't go to argue with that. Because everywhere you try to go, we got to serve.
Yes.
And he said,
is that right?
Right.
And he said, then he wandered around in the river. Not in the cloud, they had no
doubt. I'm saying that's
right.
Right.
Now here you are, been found in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Say, here you are, by and by.
You say,
here you. Along of the female. Is that right?
Right.
You say?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you! Got some water.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Would you want to adjust the fat now?
Mm-hmm.
You got some blood mm-hmm. on that all.
Right.
Is that all?
Right. That's right.
You say?
Mm-hmm.
You see? When you press that lump.
Mm-hmm.
Then as you got that, then there's something else. I don't believe they come out from Egypt under a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And right while you're busting your gum together and talking and cracking your teeth, there you are walking around there. I saw all the
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
you've been walking around in it all your life.
I disagree with you on that.
See? I just downright disagree with you on that. So you do. Did you say this point? All right.
Turn around. You would you be so kind as to tell me why you have 33 vertebrae in your spinal column? When that child is born, he bit it down.
Yes, indeed.
Now, somebody, I see the pastor.
You see, I did that. You see,
all the holy, they were told to do that. You see what I mean? You see?
Now, what you doing? Going on. Somebody said, listen. Would you permit? If it's permissible. It's permissible. You remember, I told you. I asked you now, is it permissible?
Yeah.
Give me just a few minutes. I told you that I wouldn't leave this on a stack of items if I couldn't prove it. You see what I mean? Trying to cover the 6 days and the 7 days all in the automation society. Is that right?
You said you had a problem.
Is that what you said? Well, now, what I want to know, you see, what I want to know, John is out here on the Isle of Patmos, and then he lives back here. Revelation?
And when the seven thunders...
And when the when the seven thunders... What happened?
And heard their voice.
Had heard their voice.
See,
he was told whatever he sees. And here, as I in the first chapter, what you see, and here, write in a book. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now repeat.
And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices,
all right.
I was about to
what?
Die.
What? When the seven thunders uttered their voices. Mm-hmm. Now I'm talking about Jackson, too. Mm-hmm. What kind of mark is that there?
Cold.
Oh, I see. Are you doing it
again?
A cold. Seven thunders? Y'all are standing before us!
Let's go do that.
What is that? You can't say I was just about to laugh. I'll be told what you see again. And I was just about to laugh!
And I heard a voice from heaven.
And I heard a voice from heaven
saying unto me.
Saying unto me.
Seal up those
things. Seal up.
Which the seven thunders.
Which the seven thunders are.
And write them not.
Don't write them. Why not?
You
won't
tell me. Did I? I think you're right.
Okay.
Is that
right? Now look, can you point to the place?
You say that?
Somebody said, now listen, you're reading over in the Old Testament. I don't want to be bothered with that. We're not living under the Old Testament. We're living under the New Testament. Is that right?
Right.
You say? Mm-hmm. Revelations 11:8, and read it quick.
And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city.
In the street of the great city.
Which spiritually is
called. Hold it, please. Hold tight. John said he was in the spirit. That's the reason why you can't understand nothing. That's the reason why Rem said, I don't see the spirit. He knows nobody else. Now, John is out here on our topic tonight. He's been saying, what are you talking about? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw. I'm just pinpointing that for you. All right. Read.
And their dead bodies shall
lie. Their dead bodies. Remember why the angels destroying angels? No, no, no. The dead bodies.
The spirit is called Sodom and Eve.
What the hell is the angel?
You understand? So it had to be in there on the second tonight.
And their dead bodies. They'll lie in the street of the great city.
Sodom and Eve.
Is that almost right?
That's right.
And then you tell me. You got the rod in the sack. But he led on out of the garden of the temple. Isn't that right? Crucified.
I'll say, get outside the street.
Isn't that right? Your face on the skull. Isn't that right?
You
see?
Get outside.
Say, outside of where?
Is that right? Okay. The same place called the sun. John is looking back and he sees this. There's a figure over here in the spirit. There's a crucified down here. You understand? In the spirit now, it's Sodom and Egypt.
Read. Read.
But also our
Lord. But also our Lord. The truth is that we just threw the land down there.
That's what he said. See? It's like this.
You see that now?
Mm-hmm.
Now John is looking at it. Well, so our Lord just crucified. Is that right?
Right.
And that's in Sodom, and that's in Egypt,
right.
In the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Now the reason why you don't know nothing about it, you see, is because you don't have no sense.
Mm-hmm. You didn't go back to the Lord to talk to like you were told.
Yeah.
Okay. You see?
Mm-hmm. Now that's 11. That's 11, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
You got him crucified, though.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right.
Now, I want you to finish.
Now, I thought I saw
an angel come down from
heaven. And I saw an angel
come down from heaven.
Come down from heaven.
Having the key of the bottomless pit.
Having the key of the bottomless pit.
And a great chain in
his
hand.
A great chain in his hand.
And he laid hold on the dragon.
All right,
that, that old serpent, that was the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years.
That's right.
Cast him into the bottomless pit,
yeah.
And shut him up and set a seal upon him.
Right.
He should deceive the nations no more,
right.
Till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed.
Now he's talking about this angel coming around here, having a key of the bottomless pit of the earth. And a great chain in his hand. You see one angel next right into the earth. Chain seven of them.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens in the world, it's a great chain.
All right. And now you're in the 21st chapter.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
Now listen, and then I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
For the first heaven and the first earth.
For the first heaven and the first earth.
Were passed away.
Were passed away. That John got there in the spirit. Look at it. Look it down here. For the first heaven. And the first thing was passed away.
And there was no more sea.
See, you got the lamb crucified down. You got him released out of there. You know, here comes down through the Red Sea. And he said, there's no more sea. Right?
Right.
Real!
And I, John, saw the Holy City, New Jerusalem.
Saw. What?
The Holy City.
The Holy City.
New Jerusalem.
New Jerusalem. Read.
Coming down from
the Coming down.
From Yahweh.
From Yahweh.
Out of heaven.
Out of heaven.
Prepared as a bride of
God. Prepared as a bride of God for a husband.
And I heard a great voice.
And I heard a great voice.
Out of heaven said.
Out of heaven said.
Behold.
Behold.
The tabernacle of Yahweh is with
me. Is this almost fine up over in the New Testament part?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, that's the 21st chapter. You
right.
You okay. Now, what's the 22nd? Yeah. Now, wait a minute.
See?
There
they are, picked up. And went on top.
All right, and he showed me a river of water of life.
Clear to crystal.
Proceeding
out of the throne of Yahweh and of the
Proceeding out of the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb.
In the midst of the street of it.
And in the midst of the street of it.
And on either side of the river.
And it is on either side of the river. And folks, look up here.
There's the earth and life. Of this tabernacle.
You
better put this book passed on to the river Jordan and stay out of our path. I didn't say not a lie. I said not a lie. No, that's on your head. Is that right?
That's right. So then they stayed out there until the temple was built. And the temple was built in the mountain, right? And a dish now, the tabernacle, and moved it into the temple.
That's right.
This tabernacle, the earth, the house, the kids' tabernacle, Jesus God, we have another bill.
We're not going to make this one. We're not going to pay for it. We don't move that one. You said, that's right. We can't go into it. Isn't that right?
And I told you to start out with.
That was John sitting on the assembly council. That was the temple. Mm-hmm. See? And then the temple into the tabernacle.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, if that's the operation, then it's that tabernacle. That's the life that's in it.
You say all of them, you say, and they don't have